Mommy, Mommy, where are you? Called little Levy as he came home from school, filled with excitement.
I'm here, right in the kitchen, dear Levy.
Why are you so excited?
What happened?
Oh, Mommy, I must tell you what my rabbi taught me today in the yeshiva. It's something really new. I never learned this before.
Go right ahead. Please tell me. I would like to know what it's all about.
Mother answered.
Well, my Rebbe told me that way up in the sky, Hashem built a Beis HaMikdash, a holy temple. And when the right time comes, Hashem is going to lower the new Beis HaMikdash right down from heaven and set it on the top of Har HaMoriah in Yerushalayim, the very same mountain where the first and second Beis HaMikdash stood many, many years ago.
Oh, Mommy, I'm so excited.
Because my Rebbe also said that each time I learn Torah, daven, or do any mitzvah, Hashem keeps lowering the Beis HaMikdash more and more, till all of a sudden everyone will be able to see it.
Oh, how wonderful. I just can't wait for Tati to come home today. I'd love to tell him what I learned in the yeshiva. Maybe he can also teach me some more things about the third Beis HaMikdash.
Now, as soon as Father came home, Levy ran over excitedly and told him the good news. As soon as his father heard this, he called out,
"Why, of course, dear Levy. I want you to know that the third Beis HaMikdash is going to remain forever. You see, the first Beis HaMikdash was built by people and destroyed by people. And the same with the second Beis HaMikdash. But the third Beis HaMikdash is going to remain forever because it was built by Hashem himself."
Little Levy looked up at his father and said,
"Oh, if I could only take a peek at the new Beis HaMikdash. Wow, that would be some treat. Just imagine how beautiful and magnificent it must be. After all, it's built by Hashem himself."
"True, dear Levy," Father answered. "But you have to be a real tzaddik to be able to get a peek at the third Beis HaMikdash."
"What?" called out Levy.
"You mean to say that Hashem shows the Beis HaMikdash to the tzaddikim?"
"Yes, dear Levy.
In fact, I'm going to let you in on a secret.
There's a very great tzaddik called Rabbi Levi Yitzchak from the city of Bardichev. And he said that once a year, during the Shabbos that is called Shabbos Chazon, Hashem permits the tzaddikim to take a peek at the third Beis HaMikdash. You see, Shabbos Chazon is the Shabbos that comes right before Tisha B'Av, the ninth day of the month Av. It was during this day that the first and second Beis HaMikdash were destroyed. Today, we fast on Tisha B'Av to remember the destruction of the Beis HaMikdash and pray to Hashem to rebuild the Beis HaMikdash, send Moshiach Tzidkenu to us, and return us all to Eretz Yisrael."
"Continue, continue," called out Levy. "Tell me some more."
"Oh, I'm sorry, dear Levy, but it's time for you to go to sleep. You have to get up early tomorrow morning, Yom Yirtzeh Hashem, to go to the yeshiva."
Little Levy prepared his negelvasa right next to his bed and began to recite the Shema. A few minutes later, his father came into his bedroom to kiss him good night. Father said, "Pleasant dreams, Levy," as he walked out of the room and closed the door. But little Levy just couldn't fall asleep.
And you can guess what he was thinking about. That's right. The third Beis HaMikdash. There he was, lying in bed, looking out of the window, carefully studying the sparkling stars as they twinkled from way up high. All of a sudden, Levi heard someone calling.
Your attention, please. Your attention, please. Flight number 770 is ready for takeoff. Flight number 770 is ready for takeoff. All passengers are asked to please board the spaceship right now. The countdown for blastoff will be at any moment. Please hurry. Please hurry. Hurry.
Levi jumped out of bed to see where the sounds were coming from. As he looked out of his bedroom window, he just couldn't believe his eyes. For there, right in his backyard, was a very big spaceship, and it was ready for takeoff. Filled with excitement, little Levi called out,
Please wait for me! Please wait for me! I'm coming!
Levi tiptoed out of the house and ran towards the big spaceship.
Please wait, he called out as loud as he can, as he ran up the long and winding stairway leading to the door of the cabin.
Welcome aboard, Levi, the captain said. You just made it on time. Hurry, here is your spacesuit. Follow me this way.
Quickly, Levi put on his spacesuit and fastened his seatbelt as the rocket roared out into space. A few moments later, little Levi called to the captain and said,
Could you please head towards the direction of the third Beis HaMikdash? I would love to visit it.
Captain smiled, thought for a while, and said,
Yes, that's possible, but only on one condition. You shouldn't spend too much time there. You see, we must have enough fuel to fly back to Earth.
Oh, thank you, Levi called out. I'll try to be as quick as possible. It didn't take long, and the captain called out,
Okay, Levi, here we are. Look out of the window, and you can see it.
Levi jumped out of his seat and screamed,
Oh, my! Here's the third Beis HaMikdash. Oh, look at it. It's so big. It's so beautiful. I never saw anything like this before in my life. I just can't wait to go out and visit the third Beis HaMikdash.
As the cabin door opened, and little Levi was just about ready to head for the third Beis HaMikdash, the captain looked at his watch and said,
Remember, Levi, be as quick as possible. Please make sure to return to the ship no later than 7 minutes.
Very well, said Levi, as he stepped onto the soft clouds and headed for the third Beis HaMikdash.
As he stood there marveling at the beautiful sight, he didn't realize that the time was running out, and the 7 minutes had already passed. Suddenly, he heard a large roaring sound. He turned around quickly, and alas, the spaceship was taking off. It was heading back to Earth.
He began to cry, Oh, please, don't go away. Wait for me. I want to go home. Don't leave me here alone. Please, come back. I want to go home. I want to go home.
What's the matter, dear Levi? Why are you crying? Mother called out.
Levi opened his eyes and looked around, and found Mommy and Tati standing right next to his bed. Oh, my. It was only a dream. It was only a dream.
I just can't believe it, Mommy. I dreamt that I saw the third Beis HaMikdash. Oh, boy, will you be surprised when I tell you what I saw in my dream. And I just can't wait until I get back to school and tell this to my teacher. Boy, will he be surprised.
Yes, dear children, to Levi, it was only a dream. A good dream indeed. But I'd like to let you know that we can all make this dream come true. That's right. We can hurry up the coming of Moshiach and the lowering of the Beis HaMikdash. All we have to do is learn more and more Torah and do more and more mitzvot. And in return, Hashem will surely bless us all, that we will witness with our own eyes the third Beis HaMikdash, b'mehera b'yameinu, speedily in our days. Amen.